The words chosen for this morning are recorded in the 43rd chapter of Isaiah, beginning with the first verse. But now this is what the Lord says, who created you, O Jacob, who formed you, O Israel. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not set you ablaze. I am the Holy One of Israel. In Jesus Christ, dear friends, beginning of a new year and a new semester, the possibilities and the potential of this year are limitless. We have the opportunity to do anything that we set our minds to. A wonderful blessing from God. And at the same time, fears and phobias are everywhere around us. Young people are afraid of failure, afraid of not finding friends or a mate, afraid of not making it through college and finding adequate employment. Adults are afraid of not providing enough for their families, of not being successful enough, of not having enough enjoyment in life. All work and no play. How often isn't it like that? And even the elderly have fears and phobias, like the fear of spending another day with the only friendly voice coming from the TV, the fear of being helpless on your bathroom floor and there is nobody to assist you, and the fear of dying alone and forgotten. And yet our gracious Lord says to all of us today, fear not, you are mine. And be unafraid of living. What a blessing that is. The Lord tells us in this text, first of all, that he formed us, he created us, providing all that we need to support this body and life. And then comes the most important phrase in the whole text. He says, fear not, I have redeemed you. There's a lot stuck in that phrase. First of all, that reminds us that we lost our original condition as the perfect creatures of God through the fall into sin. But that phrase, redeemed, redemption, is very foreign to Americans today. We're being raised to be self-reliant and be self-sufficient, right? My motto is, if I want something done right, I've got to do it myself. I assume that I am the master of my own destiny. What's all this talk about redemption? But really, our plight is this. You and I assume that we are in charge. And yet, we are only chattel. We are owned, lock, stock, and barrel by another. We think we've got freedom of choice, right? I can do what I want to do. And yet, our old sinful flesh continually inclines us towards evil. And what makes this plight so sad is that we think we're free. Our independence is a sham. Our self-sufficiency, just a total charade. Why? Because in God's eyes, we are hopelessly bound in trespasses and sins. And that condition can still be seen in our old sinful flesh right now, can't it? Just think of what we've done this past week at Bethany. Maybe I have to include the last week because it's only Tuesday. How many times haven't we hurt ourselves, and those around us. Think of the gossip that we have at the coffee hour. Think of the bitter words that we often say. Think of the gluttony over in the cafeteria, or the way too much drinking on the weekend, and pornography and illicit sex, and it goes on and on. And yet, the gracious Lord has had compassion on you and me. He says, "Fear not, I have redeemed you." He sent his only begotten Son. That's what the feast of Christmas is all about. He sent his only begotten Son to become flesh in the virgin's womb so that he could live a life like ours to undo all our failures. And then he went all the way to the cross for you and for me, pouring out his own blood to wash all our sins into the depths of the sea. His own blood as the ransom money, the redemption price to free us from hell's destruction. But the text says more. What's the next line? "I've called you by name." He sent his Holy Spirit and called you and me in the baptismal waters. There we were christened, called Christians, made Christians, because their faith in the Savior, trust in the Savior, was worked in our hearts. And therefore, our whole lives will be a high doxology unto the Blessed Trinity. Now, because he has washed us clean with his blood, redeemed us with his blood, and called us by name, the most important thing, nothing else is worth that, because it gives us meaningful life here and eternal life beyond the grave. Because he's done that, we know that he's going to be with us in everything that we face in this new year. And that's what the last half of this text is all about. It says, "When you pass through the water, I will be with you. And when you pass through the fires, you will not be set ablaze." The conflicts and struggles that we at times face in our daily life are just as terrifying to us as what flash floods and desert fires were to God's Old Testament people. And yet the Lord told them that when they pass through the floods, the waters, they wouldn't be drowned. And when they went through the fire, they wouldn't be set ablaze. And so we are promised this new year that he will sustain us in our burdens so that we are not set ablaze. There's an interesting thing in this text. The Lord never promised you and me that the fires and the floods won't come. There's going to be struggles in our daily life. There's no question. But he promises to be with us to bear the burden. And through those very things that seem so wrong in our lives, he promises that he's going to be purifying and refining our faith like a refiner of gold fires gold to make it ever better metal. Even through those things that seem so hurtful, he promises to work for our ultimate good. It's going to strengthen us. Where? Where are you going to receive the strength to make it through the day? The strength to make this year? He tells us to turn to his means of grace, his word and sacrament. In his life-giving word that is presented here each morning, he offers us strengthening and sustaining power as we apply the benefits of that word to the particular struggle that we're facing today. Healing and sustaining power will ooze through our members, will pulsate through our members, and we will be revived. Also, in the Holy Supper, he invites, come to my table. I am your refuge and stay, your exceeding great reward. There is no greater strengthening than that of the divine physician who gives his vivifying flesh and blood to us like medicine and like healing balm to cure all our wounds and our sorrows. He's there for us so that we can confidently live this new year to the glory of his name. The Lord is on our side. Nothing can be against us. We have nothing to fear. As the angels said the first holy night, and as they said to the women at the open tomb, fear not. So our Jesus says to each of us this morning, fear not. I have redeemed you. I've called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, they will not overcome you. When you pass through the fires, you will not be set ablaze. I will uphold you by the right hand of my majesty. Fear not. You are mine. Amen. Let us rise and pray. Hey, Father, we thank you that even when we were lost in sin, you sent your beloved Son to redeem us with his own blood. And even more, your Spirit chose us as your own, calling us by name in the baptismal waters. Therefore, we know that you will never leave us nor forsake us. Now we ask you that through your means of grace, you would sustain and uplift each of us in the particular affliction that we face this morning, and the afflictions of our dear loved ones and all those in need, and bring us safely through to the glory of your kingdom. You are our shield and great reward. Amen. We continue with the hymn.